ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه بعد my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in the hadith al-qudsi mentioned, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ana 'inda zanni 'abdi bih. Allah said, I am for my slave as he expects me to be, according to his zan. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, have the best zan, the best expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I remind myself and you, because today we are surrounded in this world by things which are apparently negative for the ummah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us safe from this, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us, continue to keep us safe. But our happiness does not depend on what happens to us alone. The meaning of the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is where Rasulullah ﷺ said that this ummah is like a body, and if the head pains, the whole body knows the pain. And therefore, to feel the pain and the suffering of our brothers and sisters, wherever they might be, is a sign of iman for the Muslim. Which is, a person cannot say that I am a Muslim if he has no feeling for what is happening to Muslims elsewhere. Apart from the feeling, we should try to do whatever we can do to help them, but at least minimum that we can do is at least to feel what is their pain, what is their suffering, and to make dua for them. But one of the consequences of that also is that we start getting depressed. You know, it pulls you down because this is happening, that is happening, this is negative, that is negative. So, but so, Palestine, this is happening, Rohingya, that is happening, and so on. And at that time, it is therefore very important to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and remember this particular hadith which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, which is ana 'inda zanni 'abdi bih. The reason I'm saying that is also Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullahi alayhi, he said about sadness, which is the result of all this kind of negativity. He said about sadness, Ibn al-Qayyim said rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, sadness does not appear in the Quran except in the form of forbidding it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not feel sad and do not feel this kind of hopelessness. Allah said, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the sign of the believers and sign of people of Jannah. And Allah said, they have no fear and they have no sadness. And the reason for this is because there is no benefit for having sadness in the heart. This is what Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullah is saying. The most beloved thing to shaitan is to make the believing person, the slave, sad by taking him off track. Rasulullah sought the refuge of Allah, protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sadness. Where he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-husni. Mean from which is sadness and depression. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi again continued, and he said that sadness weakens the heart and diminishes determination and the desire to go forward. And there is nothing more beloved to shaitan than the sadness of a believer. And for this reason, be happy and optimistic and think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having trust in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do and depend on Him. And you will find happiness and pleasure in all your situations. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahmatullahi alayhi, don't ruin your happiness with worry. Worry is fear of the future. And don't ruin your mind with pessimism. Don't ruin your success with deception. Because the form of success gives deception. And don't ruin the optimism of others by destroying their optimism. Don't ruin your day by looking back at yesterday. If you think about your situation, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you things without asking. Wallahi, this is so true. If you think about your situation, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you things without asking. So have trust in Allah that He does not prevent anything you want except that there is goodness for you. Meaning that if Allah has prevented something, there is some khair in that prevention, even though we don't see it at the time. Then he says, you could be sleeping and the doors of Jannah are being opened for you with dua being made on your behalf. Somebody somewhere is doing some dua for you. We do not know this. And Allah is giving you sawab for that. Perhaps from someone poor whom you helped, or someone sad whom you brought joy to, or someone passing by and you smiled at him, or someone in distress and you removed it. So don't ever underestimate any good deed, no matter how small it is. One of the Salafus Salihin, he said, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something which I want, and he gives it to me, and then I'm happy once. But if he does not give it to me, I'm happy 10 times. Because the first was my choice, and the second was Allah's choice. Now see, this is all an issue of orientation. It's how we like to think. He said that I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, if Allah gives me something, I am happy about it. But this is one happiness. But if Allah does not give me, I am happy 10 times. Because the first one is my choice. I asked for it, I got it. But the second one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice. And therefore, I am happy 10 times. As-Sa'di, Shaykh Sa'di alayhi rahmah, he said, life is short, so do not shorten it with worries and grief and sadness. Be the owner of a heart that breathes happiness and satisfaction. Now, point I'm making is that it is our choice what we want to do with ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in different situations. Like yesterday, I was thinking to myself, we were in Dubai, and when we came to the gate to board, they gave us a different boarding pass. And the check-in person, they said, sir, we have upgraded you to first class. So, my wife and I got upgraded to first class. Now, there is joy in traveling in first class, but there is even more joy in traveling in first class for free. So, we got we got upgraded to first class. Now, we are sitting in the seat. And you know, Emirates first class is very nice. So, we are sitting in the seat and they bring us some orange juice and this and that. Then, the plane is supposed to go at a particular time. It gets delayed. Then, after about 15-20 minutes, the pilot announces and says, two people have decided not to join us. And so their luggage has to be offloaded. So we are offloading the luggage. Now obviously, you know, two bags or whatever it was, it takes time. So it took some more time. And after that, then he announced and he said, because now we got delayed with this, our sequence in the takeoff has been changed. So now we've got one or two planes ahead of us. So it will take us another 15-20 minutes. Now, my obviously immediate reaction is, why is this flight delayed? And you know, then I thought to myself, subhanAllah, wait, tawbah. I said, flight is delayed, but I am sitting in a first class seat, which I didn't pay for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my last sector of the flight. I don't have any connecting flight to catch. I am going home. What does it matter? Alhamdulillah, I am sitting perfect. I'll get one more glass of juice. I'll get one more cup of tea. So if I have to be delayed, I would rather be delayed sitting in a first class seat than be sitting somewhere. So now, situation is the same. The delay hasn't changed. But whole orientation towards that delay changes. So instead of moaning and groaning and grumbling, you are now thanking Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has caused this delay, which delay is a means of benefit. Nothing has changed. If you look at it, materially the situation is exactly the same. Absolutely nothing. Only thing which changed is my own way of thinking about it. And this is true for everything. For example, let me give an example. I was in Qatar just now, so I was speaking to a lot of brothers there. Take Palestine. The Israelis have swallowed everything in Palestine till almost now what is left in the West Bank is less than 10% of the land, right? Yet you do not hear of any of our Palestinian brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and give them strength and power and protection. You never hear of any of them committing suicide out of despair. I mean, they have no food to eat. We are talking about our power just now, you know, went for... Gaza is dark. Gaza is like an eclipse. And not because there is no power, because the Israelis have shut down the power. So hospitals have no power, and you know, and then they don't let you take diesel, so they don't have generators. There will be people dying in critical care. But you do not hear of the people committing suicide or despair. I can give you in guarantee, I give it to you in writing in guarantee that if the Palestinians choose and if they say to the Israelis, just give us land somewhere else. Give us land in America. Give us US citizenship and give us land in America and we will leave this place. The Israelis will pay for them to go and live in America. They will give them 10 times, 100 times the land that they have in Gaza. Each person will get 100 times the land that he owns and they will get US citizenship and they will get money till they die just to leave that place and go and live in... Have you ever heard of this happening? Have you ever heard one Palestinian say, I will leave this place and I will go, just give me money and I will go somewhere? I mean, they are not fools. What I know, they know. This is the power of the mind. And as long as we do not lose heart, as long as we do not fall into despair, no strength, no force on the face of this earth can defeat us. Defeat and winning is not by weapons, it's not by money, it's a question of the heart. Slavery is not by chains on the ankles and the wrist. Slavery is chains in the mind. As long as you don't accept slavery, nobody can slave you. They can put you in a prison. That's not enslavement. They put Nelson Mandela in a prison for 27 years. The man was not, he was not enslaved. He was sitting in a prison. He was, instead of one house, he had another house. That's all. Yeah, that's why Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, he said, what can they do to me? He said, if they take away my freedom, he said, I will say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I am saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of me. In the prison, I have nobody gives me a bill, so I get free food. And he said, I also get now absolutely secluded time for zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody to come to visit me, no distraction, so I can worship my Rabb with absolute, dedication and with no disturbance. All a question of the mind. May Allah protect us from all tests and so on and so forth, and not hold us accountable for what we say, but we take the aims of our Salaf, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless them and give them darajat and forgive them and make us try to be like them, inshallah. But alhamdulillah, we do not lack for examples of people with courage and people with goodness in this ummah, alhamdulillah. And it's up to us to follow those examples. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us and give us the tawfiq and the ability to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.